So a couple of years ago when the Super Bowl was in Miami, we would be on the air until 8 o'clock Miami time. And the cord. We would be on the air until 8 o'clock Miami time. And so the Chiefs played in their first Super Bowl. I guess the Super Bowl they won, not their, yeah, their second overall Super Bowl. But Mahomes' first win.
Yes.
And so at the time, Blake Bell, the belldozer, was the backup tight end in, I don't know, second, third year in the league, something like that, maybe more. But I had Killer go out there because I missed media night because we were on the air during it. I had Killer go out there and basically fawn all over Blake Bell because he's a big Oklahoma State guy. And I wrote all these things for him about how great Blake Bell is. And
yes.
You understand how wonderful you are and how fat, you know, just stupid stuff that just kissing his ass for 3 or 4 minutes. And Blake Bell seemed to enjoy it. Would you not, kill
yeah,
it? Yeah,
no, he loved it, and it was a good luck charm because they won the game.
He caught he was almost the MVP.
Yeah.
He had one catch for 9 yards.
Okay, so he was a Cowboy almost. When they lost to Tampa Bay?
I believe so.
Okay.
And then went back
and then
to
he
Kansas
went back.
City.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's probably on pace for an MVP run, I would assume. That's just...
You would think.
At least two catches.
Yeah, yeah, which will get him an MVP. So we went to media night. I set this up with Blake. I don't know if he recognized you fully because your beard is definitely way bigger than it was a couple of years
yeah.
ago. Like, out of control. But we set it all up, and he was like, oh, let's go. Let's go do it. And so I gave Killer a set of questions, and you'll hear him grab them from his pocket and open them up for the first time.
Okay.
He has not seen any of these questions.
Always fun.
Yes. So here is Blake Bell, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, and our friend the Killer.
So he hadn't seen the questions yet, so...
All right, you ready?
Let's open them up.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable looking at me right now, knowing how hot I am?
This is uncomfortable.
Why is Oklahoma State so terrible at football, and why is your glorious University of Oklahoma so great at everything?
Well, we tend to beat Oklahoma State all the time. That's our little brother.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever won a diarrhea contest? Because I have.
A what contest?
A diarrhea.
So, Killer.
Okay, what exactly is that?
Well, it was written, have you ever won
diarrhea?
Have you ever won a diarrhea contest?
So.
And he's like, a what contest?
That's it's a reasonable follow-up question.
Because yeah. Killer has.
Have you ever won a diarrhea contest? Because I have.
A what contest?
A diarrhea.
Wow, no, I've never wanted to do that.
Do I look like the media member most likely to have bodies stuffed under my front porch?
Kinda.
Your nickname is a belldozer. Is that because your last name is Bell and it's combined with the word bulldozer? Did you just take out the word bull?
Yep, that's it.
It's a good Killer.
Oh, great, great. Would you let any of your of age family members make love to me?
No.
Smart, Blake. Smart.
Who could fill up a porta potty faster, Bob Stoops or Andy Reid?
Bob Stoops.
I found the squirrel in my beard last week.
It's long enough.
What's the one thing you would change about me now that you've become one of my best three friends?
Change nothing.
You're perfect, Killer.
My favorite golfer is Dorf.
Who?
Dorf.
Cool.
Name one tight end on the Chiefs with the last name Kelsey.
It's Travis Kelsey.
Oh, he knows it. He nailed it.
I have a joke for you. You ready? What's the most popular pickup line in Stillwater?
What?
Nice tooth.
Wow.
I have another joke for you. You ready? Why couldn't baby Jesus be born in Stillwater? Because they couldn't find three wise men or a virgin. I have one final joke for you. Why did Stillwater raise the minimum drinking age to 25?
Why is that?
They couldn't keep alcohol out of the high school.
good, Killer. You suck. Did you enjoy my jokes?
Yeah, they were good.
Good. Just mash the button on my YouTube page and say good luck, good job. Good. As one of the top influencers on Tim Talk and Grindr, I appreciate your candor in this interview.
Wow. And that was...
Right. Anything you want to say to my Grindr followers? All three of them are big fans.
I'm good.
I'm glad there aren't small children around here because I wouldn't be allowed to ask you these questions. Thanks for the time, and I hope your team has fun playing football.
Dude, I love it. Thank you so much. Let's get a win, baby. Oh, that's too good.
Good luck, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. And off he goes. End of the night.
You got a friend, Killer.
Yeah, I slipped the my number into his pocket.
He put the entire script into Blake Bell's pocket. He goes, "Here, just keep this, man."
I want it out.
And he did look at you funny when you said, "I'm glad there are no small children here because I wouldn't be able to talk to you right now."
I have an action photo of the Killer with Blake Bell.
Oh, yeah. Did you need to post that?
We did, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah.